Hey guys, welcome back for episode 26. So last week we explored how poor customer onboarding silently kills revenue and growth. And this week we turn to the technology side that powers your marketing and business success and why it's so crucial.
Well, the thing is, technology, Chloe, is essentially the backbone of most businesses, you know, for customer experience, data insights, you know, team collaboration, marketing and sales, and everything else in between. And, you know, tech can enable scale and speed and marketing and sales and customer success, as an example. So technology is probably, although it wasn't at the time, going back to when I started in business, technology wasn't really as advanced as what it is now. This is going back to, say, 2023, I think it was. 2003. So I mean, we only just had a Packard Bell computer back then, so there was no beautiful iMacs and things that we've got now. So technology back then wasn't the same. So the focus then was more on the kind of face-to-face customer service and that kind of stuff, because a lot of things were still done on spreadsheets and things like that as well, you know. Whereas nowadays, you know, tech essentially enables the business to grow and scale at an extraordinary speed. You know, yep. And with the advent of AI, that just helps things even further.
Yeah.
But one of the common pitfalls with technology, especially technology like, say, for instance, Salesforce as a prime example, is they're outdated. Their interface is outdated. The way that we built software back then is very different to how software is built now. And a lot of these tools and things that businesses use are disconnected. Yeah. Not all of them have APIs so that they can talk to each other, you know, so that you can get like instant results. They need to log in to many different platforms to get to where they want to be. There's just a lot of time and effort and managing that whole tech side of things, you know.
Yeah.
So making sure that you choose the right tech for your team, your team's productivity, their morale, and also the customer experience is absolutely essential. So a great technology stack, generally, well, most businesses start with a website, really, to begin with. And then they'll then probably start to look at a CRM if they're not, they're probably using spreadsheets to begin with, like what I did. And then they'll start looking at a CRM just so that things are a bit more digital and you can see their, like, the contact details on your phone. Then if they start working with an agency like us, they'll maybe be introduced to, say, marketing automation, analytics, and then content management, which is part of the website, and then, of course, customer support whenever they need it. So that's kind of the core components. So those are CRM, marketing automation, analytics, content management, and customer support. If you look at applications like HubSpot nowadays, they also include, like, an operations hub. They've got a sales hub, they've got a marketing hub, and I believe they also have a customer success hub or a support hub, which is like ticketing and things like that as well. So going with something like HubSpot is a good choice for a lot of businesses because it's one integrated, seamless application. So that only requires one login. Mm. And obviously there's a great importance of integration and having a seamless data flow. So having that within the one application is a great benefit to most businesses.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, that's not how it always is. And balancing the best of breed tools versus all-in-one platforms, you generally find that, you know, when you've got a best of breed platform, they usually focus on a particular thing, you know, like social media or CRM or support, etc. And generally, that means then that you need to have, you know, more than one system to operate your business. Compare that to an all-in-one platform that has everything but sometimes maybe isn't as in depth with the functionality as say the best of breed. So it's one of these things where you've got to weigh up, you know, what's going to benefit my business better in order to help us grow and scale in the long term. Because once you start using these systems, it can sometimes be difficult to move away from these different platforms.
Yeah, but then when you do have the, you know, specified systems, you end up with about 50 different things, everything's, you know, everywhere, and you don't end up actually using them to their full potential.
Correct. And plus as well, it's more money going out to pay for these applications. You know yourself, Chloe, when we bring on a client, we'll generally look at the tech stack that they've got to find out what they're using, who's using it, you know, in terms of marketing, sales, support, CEO, you know, how are they using it? Is there something better out there that better aligns with their vision, with their business, with their operations, and things like that.
Then you've also got, you know, marketing has their own system versus sales has their own system rather than...
Having a unified system, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, you need to make sure as well, you know, about customization and scalability considerations in the long term as your business grows. Because, you know, you might be a one-man band now, but what's going to happen in 2 or 3 years' time when you've got like 100 staff? So these are all things that need to be considered when you're thinking about technology.
Yeah. So some signs that your tech stack isn't working for you is you have manual workarounds and duplicated effort. You have data silos and inconsistent reporting, low adoption rates or resistance from teams. You have slow campaign launches or poor customer follow-up. And you have wasted spend on underused or overlapping tools.
And that's exactly why, you know, you need to, especially with marketing and sales, I suppose, where you're using a unified system, because that should remove the duplicated effort. It should unify the department so there's no silos. The adoption rates should be much higher because everyone's using the same system. Actually, it should help build up team morale because everybody knows where they are, where they're at. They've got they have that alignment. In terms of slow campaign launches and poor customer follow-up, well, I mean, that should actually be built into the system itself and should be a function of customer success. And also, of course, if they're using one unified system, then that should help reduce wasted spend, and it should also help reduce the underused and overlapping tools if they're all using the same systems. But you know that, you know, like one of our customers was using a platform called Podium. When we brought him in, he was spending $800 a month for this, and nobody was using it. It's just madness. So it's really important to actually have a look at your tech stack every so often. You know, do even like a tech stack audit right throughout the team and make sure that everyone's using it to its best of their ability. If they need training, get them some training. And also make sure that they're actually using the software so that's the most efficient way of actually using it for the biggest return.
Yeah. So how do you build or improve your tech stack? You want to assess your current technology landscape, like Derek just mentioned. Just understand, you know, is everyone getting the full potential out of it? Even if you need to book a demo with one of the team members to really go through everything and make sure that you're using it to the best potential, I would highly recommend that. Yeah, it might be cost. The return you'll get out of that is, you know, is worth way more than a small one-time fee. Prioritizing tools based on business goals and team needs. You need to ensure strong integration and data governance. Training and change management for successful adoption. And plan for your future and your flexibility, because as Derek said, you might be a one-man band or a two-man band right now, but in 5 years, do you want to have a team behind you? You know, really just plan for that future. Is the tech that you're currently using, can you upgrade to a multi, you know, channel approach?
Yeah, and there are a lot of tools and platforms out there that people can consider, and really you know, every business would need to review these themselves just to make sure that it works for them. Some popular CRMs include HubSpot, Salesforce, which I think is a bit outdated. You've got good CRMs like Pipedrive. We've got our own platform called MetamorphOS, which we are building into becoming essentially an operating system for the growth of our clients. And that will also include everything pretty much and more of what HubSpot has. Marketing automation platforms include things like Marketo, which is part of Salesforce. You've got ActiveCampaign, you've got Salesforce, you've got MailChimp, you've got open source platforms like Motic, and of course, MetamorphOS, which again will have not just email marketing automation, but social media marketing automation as well. You've got analytics and business intelligence platforms like Google Analytics. You've got Looker Studio for displaying the data, which can be collected from many different data sources. You've got Power BI, which is Power Business Intelligence. And there's a whole plethora of analytics and business intelligence applications out there for businesses to use. Some common collaboration and project management systems include things like Asana, you've got Monday.com, you've got Slack. There's a whole host of project management and collaboration systems out there. Some emerging tech include things like AI-powered tools, you've got chatbot platforms, personalization engines. There's a whole host of systems and applications and software platforms and everything under the sun that can help you grow your business in the long term. You just need to make sure that you understand where you want to go as a business, what your vision is, and try and match that software that best aligns with where you're heading and how you operate your business.
Yeah. And we have some real-world examples. So there's a company that streamlined operations and doubled their marketing output with the right stack. And as we also mentioned earlier, is we did have a client who was using Podium. You know, they were paying like $800 a month for that, and they weren't getting any use out of that. So we changed them, got rid of that.
The thing is, when I moved to Australia, Chloe, we were actually consulting with a local helicopter rescue service here in Mackay. And when I started consulting with them, they were using NetSuite, which is an ERP system provided by Oracle. And they were paying roughly about $60,000 a year just for access to their system. And literally within 4 weeks of me consulting with them, I managed to move them onto a different license, which was a not-for-profit license, and that saved them $30,000 per annum, which is a big chunk of money which can be invested elsewhere. Yeah. You know, so it's definitely worth reviewing your technology stack and making sure it's working for your business, not just from an operational point of view, but from a financial point of view as well.
Yeah. So some actionable takeaways for you guys to implement this week is I want you to conduct a tech audit to identify pain points, prioritize integration and data quality, choose tools that your team will actually use, and start small, then scale your stack as you grow. Keep revisiting and refining your tech ecosystem regularly. So next week, we're going to go back to basics, but with a strategic edge. So we're breaking down the SaaS stack planning model, which is a proven framework that helps businesses build marketing strategies that actually drive results. So if you're tired of scattered tactics and want clarity, structure, and growth, then this episode is for you.
Great work.
Awesome.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys.